We all know that you're supposed to put on the phone on the Yad Keha on your weak hand, and therefore for Rova Olam we wrap the tefillin on, we tie the tefillin on to the left arm. However, as the Gemara in Tzad Menachem says, "Lam Zayinam an Aleph Eater Yad Menyach Al Yimino," a lefty is going to put his hand, his tefillin on his right hand, which is his weak hand. Now, just the confusing, besides the fact this is a confusing sugya with a lot of different opinions, okay, the Lashonos over in the Machaber and the Mishmarot get very confusing also. Because instead of just using lefty and righty, you'll see it uses the Lashon of Eater Yad Yimino. Okay, Eater Yad Yimino is not a righty, it means the opposite of righty is a left. Okay, and then you'll see over here, sometimes small come over here and mean left arm, and sometimes small can mean his weak arm, which for a lefty is going to be his right arm. So it doesn't have to get confused. Let's see it inside. That's before we see inside a little bit of a back. And that is what is. Let's see the Machar first. We'll go there and get to the introduction in a second. The Eater Yad Yimino. A lefty, as we just saw from the Gemara in Lamazayim, and Alvim Osa Komalach Sobismo. He does everything with his left hand. Maniach Bismolo. He puts that in his, not his left arm, because that's not going to be. He has his small, means his weak arm. Shuhu Yimin Shokoladam, which is the right arm of every other person. Okay, meaning he's going to put on his right arm, and that's the bottom line. Why do I have to use such confusing languages? That's a good question. But that's the point over here. The lefty puts his phone on his right arm, because that is the Yad Keh. Vim Sholei B'Shteyadav, as the Gemara says also. However, he's ambidextrous, he's Sholei B'Shteyadav, he's able to use both hands, Meniach B'Smol Kol Adam. Then he is going to put his phone on the small of Kol Adam, which means on his left arm, meaning if everything's equal, go like the Rova the Olam. The Rova Olam puts on the left arm, so he's going to put it on his left arm, okay? So a righty puts on his left, a lefty puts on his right, and Sholei B'Shteyadav, an ambidextrous, goes ahead and puts it on his left like Rova Olam. Okay, as of right now, the definition we have for an ambidextrous has the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sifan and Kaf Hei. He does everything kimat equally over here, which is going to be very, very not so practical that he does everything equally. But we'll see later on there might be more to this thing. He's definitely not going to the small. It's easier to do with his left hand. Even though he can do it in his right, but he prefers his left. The low mikri shalav b'shteyadav, that's not considered ambidextrous, and therefore he is still going to put his phone on his right arm since he is lefty in the end of the day. Okay, the question though is now, is how do we define lefty and righty? So if he does everything with his left hand, okay, he writes with his left, he plays ball with his left, he punches someone with his left, he does everything with his left hand, so then we know he's a lefty. But what if he does some things over here and something like this? He doesn't do everything equally like an ambidextrous. Some things he does that, he's a switch hitter, and he does this, and he does that. What do we know? What do we do with this? So the two things in the Machaber over here, and it says the following. V'im kotei v'yimino. Let's say the outside first. The Rosh b'shem the Baal Truma. The Rosh says he go after Rav Maisa. Since his Yad call your weak hand goes after everything you do with your hand. Whichever is your weak hand, you tie your tefillin on that hand. Okay, you're going to tie the tefillin on your weak hand, so right is going to tie it on the left. Left is the time of night. You go after whatever is the thing that you knew used most, that is the idea. You go after Rav Maisa. As opposed to Rabbeinu Yechiel brought down in the Torah, Rabbeinu Yechiel holds, since it says, Ukshartam Yosa Yedecha, Yitzvosa Meinecha, Ukhsav Tam, Al Mizizos Veitecha Visharecha, we see there's a preference in Dafka what he writes with. And therefore, according to Rabbeinu Yechiel, you're going to go at whichever hand you write with. That takes precedence to tell you which hand is the strong hand. Whatever hand you write with is your strong hand, and therefore that's going to be the hand that you tie your tefillin with. Okay, so the shartim yosu chzatim, so the hand that you tie your tefillin with will be the hand that you write with, according to Rabbeinu Yechiel, and therefore you're going to go after, even though you do everything with, let's say, your left hand, but you just write with your right hand. Or the opposite, you do everything with the right hand, but you happen to be lefty when it comes to writing. According to the second day over Rabbeinu Yechiel, he holds that you're going to go after the hand that you write with. That's considered the strong hand, or that's the hand that you're going to tie your tefillin with, and you'll put it on the opposite hand. Okay, is that clear? That's Machlokes in the Rosh. Goes after, you go after Rov Melacha, and the Rabbeinu Yechiel says you go after specifically writing. That's what you go over. That's the two days over here brought down the Shulchan Aruch. V'im kotei v'yamino ushar kol ma'aseh v'osa b'smol, if he writes with his right hand, everything he does also with his left hand. V'im kotei b'smol ushar kol ma'aseh v'osa b'yamin, yesh omrim shi'aniach tefillin b'yad shetash koach. You go after the weak hand, the Azarah kids of Enin Yad Kehel, we don't care the way hand you write with, you go after the weak hand at the end of the day. That's the first day. in the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh omrim. And the second opinion, she'ayad shekoteva, hichashuva yamin linyan. So that is considered his strong hand for this. U'meinach tefillin b'yad shekenegdo. And then he's going to go ahead and put his tefillin on the opposite end. Okay, before we get to Halacha L'maisa, there is a third shita in the postgame, and that is the shita of the Bach, brought down in the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha, Dir Masla V'Hachinog, he says, second line in, V'ayin od sham b'shevi dasa Bach, shecholei. And he says this like a little bit of a pshar. He started adapting kotev v'yamino, shar kol maisa v'osav v'smolo, shebezen echshav, kisholei b'shtei yadav. Only when he writes with his right hand, and he does everything else with his left hand, then we're going to say he's like, that just makes him into an ambidextrous. That makes him into an ambidextrous, and therefore, that's why we're going to say chash of the hand that he writes with, and therefore he's going to put a hand fill on his left arm. A bowing kote is small, but if it's opposite, he writes with his left hand. Ushar malachta also, but you know, everything else he does with his right hand, so yanyach b'smok, all he's still going to put filling on his left hand. Meaning when you go ahead and do right with one hand, and you put your, do a shar malach with the other hand, in that case, basically you look like an ambidextrous, and therefore, you're going to put a hit fillin on your left arm. So once again, three deaths. First opinion in the Shulchan Aruch is, you go after the weekend, no matter what, doesn't really matter. Second opinion, you always go after the writing. And the Bach, is the third sheet of the Bach holds, that you go after the writing that just makes you into a sholit b'shteyodim, makes you into an ambidextrous, so you write with one hand, and you do shar malachos with the other hand, and therefore, anytime you're going to do that, you're going to always go ahead and put your tefillin on the left hand because he has a din of an ambidextrous. Okay? So those are the three days over here. Halacha l'maisa is the following. According to the Kollelim and the Mechaber over here, you have a Yeshomrim and a Yeshomrim, two Yeshomrims. The halacha is kibatro. We always go after the second Yeshomrim. Again, Sam and Yeshomrim, halacha kasam. Yesh Omrim and Yesh Omrim, like we have over here, the Lacha is like the Basra, and therefore the Mechaber is passing like the Shita of Rabbeinu Yechiel, that you go after the hand you write with. You go after the hand you write with, and says the Ramah over here, V'Hachinog, and the Ramah also chimes in and says V'Hachinog, and that's the Minhag Ashkenaz also. So it seems to be also the Das of the Mechaber, and also the Das of the Ramah is to go after the second Shita over here in Shulchan Aruch, that you go after the hand that you go ahead and write with. Okay, this is also the sheet of the Magen Avraham and the Taz that you have Arba Gedolei of the Poskim, both amongst the Sfarad and Ashkenazim, who are passing. You have to say it, you go after the sheet, the opinion, that you go after the hand that you write. Okay, however, on the other side, the Bir Halacha, the Ramaslav HaChinog, the same Bir Halacha, after bringing down the sheet of the back, he's the Acha Magen Avraham, Simon Lav Shano, Enanu El Psaka Shulchan Aruch. Like I said before, the Magen Avraham Paskin's like the Shulchan Aruch over here, the second day. The Chayim Tzadik of Magen Harbi Me'achorin Shacharav, and many Achorin Paskin like that Shita. Acha Arzos Achayim Hechzik V'Das Abach L'Alacha. The Malbim, he Paskin's like the Bach. The Agrav Ver, the Hechzik L'Gamri K'day Arishon, and Dilaz in the Klav, but their Ksiva, and the Grah, he goes like the first day in the Shulchan Aruch. So we have a Balagan over here in Halacha L'Maisa, because we have Poskim, and all the three different Shitas over here, who they Paskin. We have the Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, Magen Avraham, Taz, and many other Achronim who pass in like the Shita of Rabbeinu Yechiel, the second Shita. We have the Das of the Gra who pass like the first Shita in the Shulchan Aruch. And now we saw the Arsus HaChaim, but not only the Arsus HaChaim, but this is the Psak of the Aruch HaShulchan and Ramosha Feinstein, Chelek Dalad, Simon Yud Aleph, who pass in that you go like the Bach. You go like the Bach that, hey, when you have right with one hand, and you have the Malach of that, you go, it's like you're Sholei B'Shtei Adam, and you go ahead and put it on your left arm. Okay, so what do we do? Halacha l'maisa, so those, many of them in America, they file the psak of Rav Moshe over here, and that's what they'll tell them to do, in this case, and still put on the left hand. However, Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevitzah holds the filing if a person is in this situation, and he writes with one hand, and he does most of it, and strong hand is really the other hand. Rav Nevitzah holds the Iker Dinn, it's a Savik Daraisa L'Chumra, and you gotta put your tefillin on both arms. And at the same time, you put your tefillin on one arm, and at the end of davening, so this is something you would do like we saw two times ago, that you want the yud on the inside, you would have to turn around your tefillin the opposite direction, and you go ahead and put your tefillin on the other arm. Which arm is the ikker one? Which one would you make the bracha on and keep it on for more davening? Or for that matter, I asked Moreinu Rav Inram Nevitzel, what would be if the guy's just not holding and doing two tefillins? Okay, he's not going to listen. He's just going to do one. Okay, which one do we hold is The Iker, he says, at the end of the day, the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, Magen Avraham Taz, Rova, according to Pasuk, the second day of Shulchan Aruch. Therefore, that would be the Iker Shita that you go after the hand that you write with, and tie your tefillin hand you write with, and you put it on the other hand, like the second day over here. And therefore, that's the one. If he does the thing where he writes with his right, does other malachos with his left, that means he would tie his tefillin on his left arm, make the bracha on that, and then at the end of the davening, he should go ahead and switch it and turn it around later on. And if he's not holding by doing that, he would just do like that. And the opposite of the same, not like the Bach. The Bach would say, the nafkamina between the Bach and the second day in the Shulchan Aruch is really when he writes with his left hand, and he does shar malachos with his right hand. In that case, the Bach is going to say, still put it on his left hand. He's like an ambidextrous over there. The Shulchan Aruch Ramah, Magen Avraham Taz would say he would go ahead and put it on his right hand. That would be the nafkamina over here. That is what we do. Halach lemaisa, I would say everyone would agree. Better to put it on both arms. You yotze lekuli alma. That would be the best case scenario. What is though? How do you? Let's say someone was born one way, and then he switches another way. Either because they grew up in the generations they thought lefties was a mum, and therefore the mother would tie it on the left hand and make sure that he only used the right hand until he eventually becomes a radio. For that matter, more practically nowadays, let's say that at a young age he was a lefty, and then he breaks his left arm. He breaks his left arm for a while. He was not able to use the right hand until the point where he starts using his right arm, and that becomes his stronger hand. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, to cousin Kavei. Says the Mishnah Berurah, even if he becomes a lefty, and the fact that he became that way, even though he was not born that way, that means you become a lefty. That would make him into a lefty for this, and therefore, at the end of the day, you go after the way that he is right now. Okay, I believe from Nevin told you the same thing. It can happen very often, unfortunately, with old people. If they have a stroke or something, they lose part of the opposite part of their body. The body, the strong part of the body, sometimes gets let's say paralyzed, and therefore the other hand becomes their ichor hand. The same thing would apply over here, that you end up having to tie his tefillin on his paralyzed arm. In that case, it's trying to make it a little bit easier, because now he can use his hand to tie and tie it on the non-usable hand. Okay, so that is in terms of lefties and ambidextrous and all that. Let's say a little bit right. Tziv Zayin. We mentioned Tziv Zayin earlier on, and that is because this is where we're going to see the Mechaber holds like the Ramah, that the Makom HaTefillin is the bottom half of the Kibbutz, the bottom half of the bicep, not the top. His apple pishesh law the makab makam anachal tefillin. Even a person has a wound in the place where he normally puts his tefillin on his tefillin shayad, yaniach tefillin, he should still put it on tefillin. Why? Ki makam yesh bezroach niyash tefillin. Because there's enough room on the bicep to put two pairs of tefillin. Like the Gemara says it's a feirish. Ki ha etzem ha samach lebeis ha shechi. Because the bone that's closer to the shoulder, mechetzio ad ha kobdo. From the halfway point until the elbow, hu makam anachal tefillin. The bottom half, the place of the halfway down the bicep down to the makom of the elbow, that is the ikar makom of tefillin we said before. I don't know what kind of tefillin they had in the Beis Yosef's time, but unless you have the teeny tiny tefillin, you're not going to be able to fit to the, even with the teeny tiny tefillin, it's going to be very hard to fit two tefillin on the bottom half of the kibbutz. So either they had massive biceps, or they had very, very small tefillin. Anyway, it seems like the Mechaber is describing over, but anyways, you see over here, he is tossing like the Ramah, and that's what they point out right, that the Iker Shita of the Mechaber is just the bottom half of the keyboard. Sifchet. How long does your Ritzua have to be, specifically the Ritzua Shel Yad right now? This is Orach Ritzua Shel Yad, they should take if it is raw, v'yikshar mimeno ha-kesher, v'timatach al etzva, and sayis v'yikshar mimeno ha-etzva, shlosha krichos v'yikshar. The length of the Ritzua is that should take it if it is raw, that you could pull it tight and surround the zroah, v'yikshar mimena ha-kesher, and you could tie the kesher, v'timatach ha-etzva, and you could pull the strap all the way to the etzva. So it's much shorter after we wrap all these extra krichos, which we'll soon see, but the ikker length of the strap that I have to be really to tie the knot, and then to be able to pull the tefillin until the etzva, and then to wrap around three times around the etzva, v'yikshar mimena ha-etzva, shlosha krichos v'yikshar, and then to tuck it in, that would be the shear of your tefillin shel yad, the straps of the tefillin shel yad. And then the Mechaber brings down the Noagi Ma'olam, Lichrocha Ezra Azra, Shisha, Oshiva Krichos. Then the minute is to wrap six or seven times around your arm. The Mishnah Berurah points out the Chatan Lamed Aleph, Va'ana Nagin and Shiva. Our minute is to do seven times around the arm. Some include that first what pole that you have over there. It goes a little bit around the arm. Some include that, some don't include that. Either way, either minhag is totally fine whether you're going to include it or not. Okay? Now, add the Rama over here. And this is what we discussed a little bit after Shiri. You have to be haritsua ala titora. You're not allowed to wrap the ritsua on top of the titora. Kedei lechazka aliyad on top of the tzorah back. You're not allowed to wrap your strap in order to mechazik it. The Rama is pointing exhaustively over here. Even though you want to put it here done tightly, therefore you want to put the strap over the tzorah back, you should not go ahead and do that. Why not? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Lamedes, Shikvar Niskayim Ukshartim Ritzua Sha'al Amar Barta, because you already are Makayim Ukshartim Yossi Ledakha, and the Ritzua Sha'al Amar Barta, says the Mishnah Berurah, however, the Marina Rabbinu Nevensal said, that is Latas, doesn't mean Al Amar Barta, it means Vitocha Amar Barta. It means the strap that goes through the Amar Barta and you pull tight, you're already Makayim Ukshartim Yossi Ledakha, you already pull tight, and therefore you're Makayim Ukshartim Yossi Ledakha, Kvotavel Jerosh, Tali Ritzua, Shabitocha Amar Barta, so too, when you pull down, and the Ritzua Shabarosh, that's also your Mekayim that did. Mekayim mitzvah klav b'kricha. And therefore there's no mitzvah in wrapping. It's just in order to maxik the shira. Therefore do not put it on top of the tefillin. Sheishta kedusha yoter min ratzua. Because that is more kedusha than the ratzua. Meaning now you're going to put the ratzua on top of the tefillin. You're putting something that has less kedusha on top of the of something that has more kedusha. So you see over here, if it would have been in order to maxing the tefillin, in order to mekayim the din of kshart mi azay dago, it would have been mutter, the mekayim the ikar din. But since you're mekayim the ikar din of kshart mi azay dago, just by pulling tight and not putting it over the tefillin, you have no answer to go ahead and put the strap over the tefillin box in terms of this. However, those who might be knowing to do it, you have what to rely on, the Shari Tshuva over here in Oschet. He brings down 6 lines down over here to do maxig bracha kato machi kato kan shein lichrocha ritzua al titora v'zelashono. Ha'olam no'agin lahadvech, the olam is no'ag not like this. Kvod shikatato akunim, kato shikain luchach midivere guri ha'arizal. The Arizal used to tie it on top of it. Ve'arab markitia hersha gomar avnoya korach ritzua al titora, and the markitia says his name of his father. They used to do it on top of the titora. So we have what to rely on. You have found the shari tshuva, sivkot and ches, those who put it on top of the titora. Lamaisa Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevensal said the following: if you have a minhag to go ahead and put the strap over the tefillin, so you have what to rely in and go ahead and do that. If that is your family minhag, you should continue doing it. However, if your minhag is not like that, yoter tov to follow the psak of the Rama over here and not to put the strap over the tefillin box, because at the end of the day you are mekayim the din like the Mishnah Berurah spells out over here. However, the Mishnah Berurah does say in Sifkat Laveis, even if your minhag is not like this. However, you have a hard time keeping your tefillin in place. Your tefillin is constantly moving around, and therefore it's not really, you're not really mekayim the din of a kshat l'asa yedecha, and you're doing it in order to mekayim the din, then even if your family minhag is not like this, then it will be permissible to do it because you want to mekayim the ikar din. Okay, so if you're able to keep your tefillin in place, so and your minhag is not to, so you should continue not doing that. If your minhag is to put it over the tefillin, or even if your minhag is not to, however, you have a hard time keeping your tefillin in place, then you will be allowed to go ahead and take on this minhag of going ahead and putting it over the tefillin, or that it goes ahead and tightens your tefillin. And the last thing is over here, the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sivkatan Lamed, okay, in terms of where do we put, we said 3 krichos on the finger, says the Mishnah Berurah, shnayim b'perka tachton, v'echa b'perka amsai, it's supposed to be 2 on the bottom knuckle. You have like 3 places on your finger. You have the top until your fingernails, okay, that first knuckle there, then you have the middle knuckle, and then you have the bottom knuckle that connects it to the hand. Right, so you're saying 2 on the bottom part of the finger, and 1 on the S-Bem slices. All minhagim is not ma'akev b'chlal. If someone even has specifically a different minhag, that we find over here. The yesh army, the tchila, al v'perek amtsai. First you put the one around the middle, v'akas v'ez v'perek ataxon. Okay, v'alza the krichos yasa akar knuckle shal rosh, and whenever you do it, you're supposed to do it only after putting on the tefillin shal rosh, because end of the day, this is just a minhag ba'alma, it's not part of the ikar mitzvah. You don't want to be mastic between this and the tefillin shal rosh. Adkan for today.